Our Best Every Day is a podcast from Grady County Schools. I'm Michael Best, Chief Operations Officer for Grady County School System, and I'm the host of this weekly informational podcast that features our amazing students, teachers, and administrators sharing how they give their best every day to Grady County Schools. And now, welcome to this week's podcast from Grady County Schools, Our Best Every Day.
Hello again, and welcome to another podcast from Grady County Schools. I'm Michael Best, and with me today is Miss Danielle Jones. She is the co-founder, co-coach of the Grady County Lego League in our school system. And when we think Legos, we think of those little blocks that you stick together, and you know, how much of a competition can that be, and how thrilling can that be? But there is a whole lot more to it, so we have Miss Jones here to talk about the program. First of all, tell us how long it's been in existence, and then with a big broad brush, just tell us what Lego League is all about, Miss Jones.
Well, thank you for having me this morning, Michael. We are in our fourth year this year of Lego League, and it is more than just a brick or a Lego Lego piece. It's about six core values that the program is built around. This is a national competition, and those values are discovery, innovation, impact, inclusion, teamwork, and of course, fun. All right, which is what Lego is all about. We actually do build robots out of the Lego pieces. That is true, but there is actually a little hub that is used for coding purposes. So there is a lot of coding involved with our robotic kind of pieces that we build every year, and we actually use what's called a Spike Lego kit. It is one that the competition approves for us to use, and in that kit are thousands of pieces that we're able to put together and actually create something that moves, and the students actually get a chance to use Bluetooth in order to code with our Chromebooks right. that are in there in the lab and everything, so they love it.
So is it when we talk about a competition, is it a timed event? Is it
yes.
is it speed and accuracy, innovation?
It's all just, of that.
It's
yes.
all that together. Mm-hmm. Now, what age groups are we talking about?
We're actually talking about fourth grade through eighth grade. So it is a combination. This is actually the challenge section of First Lego League. There's a discovery, which is elementary. This is the challenge, which is that fourth grade through eighth grade. And then we actually have one that's FRC. Or there's a technology one as well at the high school level.
Okay, and right now we're concentrating on that middle of that.
In the challenge one, yes.
Level. Mm-hmm. How many students involved?
This year we actually have 16 on our two teams. We actually had a great tryout opportunity. We had tryouts last month on the 27th of August and had a great turnout. But we kind of honed it down to about 16. We have 8 on our elementary team. And 6 on our returning on our middle school team.
Okay. And you have some help that helps you with this program.
Tell Absolutely. I couldn't do it without her. Miss Barbara Godwin actually is another coach with me that has been with me since the very beginning, all 4 years. And she truly has dug in, and she loves putting some of the missions together for the students on the competition tables. And she's there every single week to help us do what we need to do. And she's an excellent coder, too, that I rely on all the time.
How many hours do these kids put in during the week practicing?
We practice from 3:30 to 5 right now. When it gets closer to competition, we'll probably do about 2.5 hours when it gets closer to competition. It's once a week. We meet every Wednesday in the robotics lab there at the high school in the College and Career Building.
And where will the competitions be held this year?
Our regional competition is going to be held in Bainbridge this year. Last year it was in Thomasville, and our middle school team won first place, which was awesome. But they have moved Southern Regional, who sponsors our region, actually moved it to Bainbridge. They have a wonderful facility that's brand new at the middle school that we're going to actually take advantage of and use this year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Give us kind of an overview of what a competition would be like for the students.
When we go, we actually have to do several things. It's not just about building a robot. We actually build the robot. The robot is part of the actual judging competition piece. But when we go, we have to do an innovation project, which is one of the big parts of the entire competition. Once they do that innovation project, they present to the judges, and then we actually go to several rounds of competition that are that's when the robots actually perform on the tables, and we code and we do the missions that are on the tables. There are 15 missions that the students have to do, or have to do, I should say. We might not get to all 15, but they code as many as they can get done. And here's the catch. They only have 2.5 minutes at the table.
Wow.
Yeah, only 2.5 minutes to get all 15 missions done.
So
it is doable, is what Georgia Tech tells us. But yes, it is only 2.5 minutes.
And you have some mighty talented young people involved in this. As you said, you won first place last year. So mm-hmm. we have some great minds that are getting together with you guys and doing this.
Absolutely. Two individuals I would like to kind of mention are we have Abram Gaines this year, who is an eighth grader at Washington Middle School. Mm-hmm. He's going to be our captain, basically, for both teams,
right.
But especially our middle school team. He has been with us throughout the entire 4 years that we have had Lego League. So we're excited about him being our captain this year. And Kayla Burgess is a fifth grader at Southside Elementary School, and he is going to be our captain this year for our elementary team.
Okay.
One cool thing about the two teams is that our teams compete with, remember we said it was fourth grade through eighth graders. So some of our teams at some of the schools only have eighth graders on the team.
Yeah.
So our elementary kids are actually going up against eighth
yeah.
graders.
Great.
So that's something that is, that's several schools don't do. They only do that middle school perspective,
right.
But we actually have that elementary team that works too.
And I think what I like most is another layer of kids to have an opportunity to be involved in something. Not everybody's
mm-hmm.
an athlete. Not
That's
everybody's
correct.
An actor. Not everybody's a musician. Not everybody's an artist.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start thinking about the extracurricular activities that we offer in Grady County, whether it be ROTC, whether it be FFA, whether it be construction, the vocational part of it, the arts, band, the drama, the music and singing and all of those things, or being an athlete of some
mm-hmm.
kind. But then here's another realm that kids may be, and you may have, I'm sure you have kids that are involved that do all those other things too, but some of these kids, this may be their thing,
mm-hmm.
is Lego League. And so it gives them something. And it's been shown that when kids can find something to plug into in the school, they're going to be more involved in school. They're going to do better in school. They're going to stay
mm-hmm.
out of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
All those things happen.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny, Michael, you say that, because when at 3:30, when that door opens in the robotics lab, they're running in. Miss Jones, what are we getting to do today?
You Ready know? To go.
And they're loving it. Absolutely.
Well, what yeah. else have I not asked you that you'd like to share?
I would like to share more about the innovation project that was mentioned. It is something that does take a lot of our time in the afternoons when we are at practice. We build our robots, we start coding, we do the missions. But also the students, just like last Wednesday, they actually had to go and start researching. There is a process where they have to bring articles, they have to look up items that pertain to their particular project. When I say this project, it's actually a problem-solution project. And this year's theme is about archaeology. So now our students are digging in and finding, what are the problems with archaeology this year? And how can we help? So if there's an issue with an archaeologist at a dig site or whatever it may be, we've got to be innovative and figure out, how could we solve that? And once they figure out their problems for the elementary team and the middle school team, there'll be two different ones, we will actually put together a prototype of whatever solution they come up with. And that's kind of one of the neat things that's happening now, is that with First Lego League, we have an idea, or we have an opportunity for mentors to kind of come into play. And this year we've kind of taken initiative and asked a couple of our community businesses to mentor us this year.
Okay.
And to help them build those prototypes.
Tell us about them.
All right. The We actually got with Mr. Cody Johan, who is the plant manager at JTEC.
Right.
And I've also reached out to Grady EMC with Mr. Adam Starr. Mm-hmm. And both of them have agreed that they would definitely come and help our students in the afternoons when they run through that door.
Yeah.
And getting ready to build their prototypes possibly and be there as a helping hand to kind of guide them. I've come into to where I've gotten some VEX robotic parts and some robotic parts that are there in the robotics lab from last year when we were doing the high school robotics team as well. And we're going to utilize some of those pieces and have some of the mechanical engineers at JTEC to actually come out. And once a week, they're going to rotate. Several engineers will rotate each week and come out and help our students
Great.
With their projects.
Right. Now, do you see this? I know it's real strong in this area. Do you see it expanding into high school as these kids get older? Are they done when they finish eighth grade? Do you see it a high school program moving in next?
Absolutely. We actually did have a high school program last year. We called it FRC, and it's actually First Robotics Competition. And I'm hoping to continue that this year, but we've had a couple of hiccups coming into play. But hopefully we're continuing that. Some of those students that were on last year's high school team, I do want them to come and mentor our Lego League students
right.
because that actually is part of their projects and innovation pieces
right.
as well, part of the competition.
Great. Now, it takes money to do this. Tell us about your fundraising efforts.
It does. It does take a lot of money. Lots of times for Lego League, we actually have regional competition fees, we have super regional fees, we have state fees. It depends on how far we go in the competitions. And of course, if it's out of town, out of county, it's usually on a Saturday, and we have hotel, kind of pieces as well. So it can get rather expensive. I do have to give a shout out to Southern Regional in Thomasville. They actually have been very, very helpful in giving us a couple of robot kits as well as several tabletops that are in our lab right now. They did that last year for us. So they have been wonderful supporters.
Right.
As well, but it does take a lot of money.
And you just completed a fundraising project.
I did. We used a vertical raise with Miss Brandy Cecil, and we were able to raise lots of money that will go for funding for those pieces that I just mentioned. And we are very thankful for her to actually allow us to do that this year.
All right. Well, if you'd like to help out with the Lego League and you'd like to give them a little money or just support them anyway, contact Ms. Jones through the Board of Education here, and we'll get you hooked up with her, and she can help you. Before we go, anything else?
We've had a couple of field trips lined up this year, but one cool thing is that I'm in an FLL, or First Lego League, collaborative kind of coaches meeting. Every Thursday, we've been getting together and asking some of the coaches in our area to jump on a Zoom, and on that Zoom, we kind of talk about ideas. We talk about things that could help our programs.
Right.
And Southern Regional has been wonderful there. Georgia Tech actually has someone in those meetings as well. Miss Julia Kim is her name, and she has been wonderful in providing some of these opportunities. Our students just recently, last Saturday, went to a kickoff season opener at Bainbridge with Miss Amy Zock, and she had VR goggles. She had lots of opportunities for the kids to learn, to look at the missions on the table, to talk about the values, the core values that Lego League, of course, offers. And it was a wonderful season opener. We actually have an opportunity on October 2nd to go to Thomasville and actually listen to an archaeologist, which is part of that research
right.
process that we mentioned before. So lots of opportunities still to come with Lego League, and I hope that we can even mentor other schools. We have possibly an opportunity in Colquitt County that we're working with to see if we can actually have our students go and tell their students what we do and to show them the process.
Right.
We did that a couple of years with Bainbridge a while back, and now they have a program there as
right.
well.
Okay. So. Y'all are leaders in the industry. Well, listen, congratulations on a job well done, and thank you for what you're doing, and we wish the Lego League the very best.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank Coach Goblin. Wish he could be with us today, but we'll keep up to date with you. And again, if you need more information about the Grady County Lego League, just contact the Grady County Board of Education, Ms. Danielle Jones, and we'll get you hooked up. So, again, thank you for being on the show, and thank you for bringing your best every day.
Thank you, Michael.
Ms. Jones with us, and that is our show for today.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast, Our Best Every Day from Grady County Schools. 30.